Boker Tov, today's daf is daf Chof Tes, and the Sabbath Josh is starting us off on daf Chof Kes on the base.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Shalosha Achim, Shnayim Yem Nisuim Shtei Achayot. And once again, let's set up our classical case. And the truth is that we're introducing now a new Shita. We've had the Shita before, Rabbi Shimon Shita, who holds that the Zika is so powerful that it actually creates a status of marriage. And therefore, to him, wherever you have two women that are Zikukas, that cannot possibly be together because their interrelationship is such that the two of them aser on each other, such as two sisters, or a mother and a daughter, any of those types of relationships where it's the two together that create the yisr, then there's no Zika at all. There's no Yibam at all. The whole thing is completely bottom, not like the Shita that we had earlier. Well, it's a Rabbanan, or it's a partial relationship, therefore, according to him, there's no relationship at all. And we extend, therefore, the Mishnah once again to tell me the case. However, note that we don't only say the case of Shtei Achayot, but for some reason we choose this particular Mishnah to extend it. Until now we talk about two Achayot. Here it's Shtei Achayot, oh, Isha Ubita, oh, Isha Ubat Bita, oh, Isha Ubat Bina, which is obviously was true until now as well. This is not. However, the Chiddush now, Alib the Rabbi Shimon, is that since the basis of the whole idea, according to Rabbi Shimon, is the Pasuk of the Achayot, the Achot Ishto, which is the Litzror, Lotikach Litzror. So we might have thought maybe it's a Dindach and Achot Isha. It's important, therefore, Alib the Rabbi Shimon, to make it very clear that this new halacha of Litzror is, even according to him, according to us, Litzror, of course, means something entirely different. Litzror is Taas and Litzorot, and so on. But according to him, as well, Darshan's Litzror told me this new halacha of Tzorot in the course of Zika, that we learn that out to all cases, not only the case where it appears, which is the Ishava Akota, Lotigala Litzror. So therefore, we introduce the Mishnah with all of the cases, in all such cases, according to the Rabbonin that we've had until now, of course, because we have a problem of Achotz Kukata, or because of the issue of the Asulavatel Mitzvot Yabmin, but we don't let you do it in any direction, because we have a Gezerah not to do it. You may do it in the wrong direction, and be Mevatel Mitzvot Yabmin, but Rabbi Shimon says, forget it. Poter. There's no Chiv of Yibum whatsoever, since Midiraisa, the Torah has parted them from the Pasuk of Litzror. If one of them, however, would be Asur, an Isur Erva on one of them, so then Asur Baal Mutar Bachotah. This is like already the fifth time we've had this. Once again, it's going to need to explain. So now what? But again, we're saying the Yisr Erva makes them not Achot Zkukatot, because obviously they're not both Zkukas. The Erva is not Zkukatim. And therefore, you would now be Mutar in the sister and the daughter and the mother, whatever the case was. You'd be Mutar in the other one. Isur Mitzvah, or Isur Kedusha, then Chotzot Velo Mityabmut. Sounds the same, but it's not, as we'll see. Tani, Rabbi Shimon poter b'shteyem nachalitzim na'ibum, shenema v'isha lachotah lo tikach litzror. What does that mean, says Rabbi Shimon? B'sha'a shenasu tzorot zo lezo. How in the world can two sisters become tzorot? Ah, two brothers were married to two sisters, both died, now they became tzorot zo lezo in Yibum. That would be the case. So what the Torah is adding over here is that besides the Isra of Isha al-Achotah, one must not take, in the event that there was an accident that brought these two people together, the same person, the same brother, in that case, forget it. They are the same as a marriage, and therefore he can't have either of them. So it becomes now an Isra D'oraita. So B'Shah Shenasut Tzarot Zo Lazon, Lo Yehi Lecha Lekuchin, Afilo b'achat v'hem, even one of them cannot be taken, and therefore both of them are peturot. Now you'll notice that the case that we have over here is something of a reversion, because until now we wanted to expand the halacha of Zika into a case of four brothers in order to explain that both brothers would be asur on the Achot Zkukato. According to Rabbi Shimon, The Mishnah over here seems to be limiting it to a case where both of them fall to the same brother. What would Rabbi Shimon hold if there were two brothers? Would Rabbi Shimon hold that that's also called Litzror? Or would Rabbi Shimon say, now wait a minute, I mean, if the Zika is spread over on both brothers, then they're not really Litzror, because then one brother could take one brother could take the other. There's nothing innate in the relationship that means that they're bound to each other in the same household. Or is Litzror itself an artifact of Yibum? Of Zika. In which case, if the Zika exists, then the Litzror exists. It's not the point that you have to be necessarily in a position where it's the same person. That's not the point. Isn't the person? The person is the Zika of the household. Okay, that is in Machlokas Rishonim. Whether the Mishnah specifically reduced the case once again to a single brother who now has two sisters or two of these mutually asurais falling to him, or whether this just becomes now, we're going back to the fundamental din, but of course we could expand Rabbi Shimon in the same way that we did to the Rabban. Now, the next case that we had was completely repetitive. For heaven's sakes, why again do we need this case? Of course, if one is an erva, the other one is not zikuka, the other one is not an akot zikukato. I mean, what's the chiddush? Oh, there's a big chiddush. What are you saying? Hainu ha? There's a tremendous chiddush over here. Because remember, according to the Rabbanan, suppose you would go ahead in a case where one of them was an Isser Erva, and you would learn, oh, look at that. He went ahead and he was Miyabim. So you would learn from that case to be Miyabim even two sisters that fell. The Zika, you would take one of them. What would be so terrible? You'd be over on an Isser Rabbonim of Achotzku Kator. It's at the end of the world. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a real Erva. The Torah created a new Erva called Litzror. So there you'd be over in Isser D'oraita. Maybe, therefore, we should take into consideration that possibility and say, you know what, we cannot have that kind of situation where people may learn from this case of the Erva, and then maybe according to Rabbi Shimon, we should be machmir to Aser B'chalal. So the Rabbi Shimon is Srichalim. Sagada Atecha Minahol Vam Rabbi Shimon Shteach Yod Lo Chotzot Velo Mityabot. Since, according to him, we have a true Erva over here, because they remain mamish Asurais, they never fell to Yibam. They're really Eshet Achit. So we should be afraid. We should be worried that an onlooker may think that even two women that fall to Yibam who are Achayot, it is possible to be Miyabim one of them. Because, I mean, they see this guy was Miyabim. They don't know that she was also related to him because she was his aunt or whatever, and therefore he didn't take her and he took only the other one. They don't know that. So they'll come now to be matir yibum in a case of two zikukas, where the zikukas are mutually ausros, like two sisters. Kamash malon, that even so we're not chayish for that case. Even Alib de Rabbi Shimon, who would say that in such a case you'd be over nisa d'oraisa, we're not chayish that people will get confused between cases where one is an erva and a case where one is not.
Do these things not happen to Beijing?
They don't have to happen. I mean, a guy can just go ahead and be Miyabe. Kamashman, we're not us. Okay, now the truth is, the last piece of the Mishnah, see, we're so used to hearing those words, we don't think there's anything funny about them. Yisra Mitzvah is a Kedusha? Of course, yeah. Yisra Mitzvah is a Kedusha. Cholat is Velo Mizrabanis. Isn't that the din? I mean, everybody knows that din. That's insane. According to Rabbi Shimon. Because think what it means. Two achayot, midiraisa, fell to you, right? There's chayomus and yibum. They now become asuras midiraisa. And he says, let them walk away. But if one of them is asur, then they can't walk away. What is that supposed to mean? I mean, how did the isur make it more roy for yibum? That's what you're saying. It's more roy for yibum. How does it become more right for you? So according to Rabbanan, merely Mikra, then you're always chayav in you. So we're saying Yisra Mitzvah is a Kedusha. We're saying, look, Yisra Mitzvah is a Kedusha doesn't change things. Because really, you're talking about an Yisra Rabbanan. I mean, how's the Yisra Rabbanan going to affect it? There's a chayav of Yibam, so you're going to need to do Chalitza, which can't do Yibam, because it's not really a complete Erva. But over here, You do have a complete erva. And they're already walking away. Some say, well, they could have walked away in a case where there wasn't the other problem. But now that you got this other problem, one of them is also an erva, but a rabbana, now they can't walk away. Okay, now, you could say, and because this Rosh points this out, you could say, so what's so crazy about that? If the rabbanan want us to pretend that an iser mitzvah is a true erva, so then that's part of pretending that it's a true erva. In other words, just like in a case if it's a true erva, the other one would then have been mechuyevet in yibum. So now that we're pretending she's an erva, we should at least do chalitza. Because of a maisa, being an erva over here is more mechayev. I mean, so what would it tell me? It's crazy that because it's an additional problem, not an additional chiyuv, precisely. It's not so crazy. It says, of course it's crazy. Because you can't, if memonoshach, if you're pretending that she's an erva, so then you can't be mechayev her. If you're being mechayev her, then it's a factor. You say, but she's not really an erva. But if you're ready to agree she's not really an erva, then you're not ready to deal with the fact that the Torah is saying that she is really an erva. You're not changing that. So if you were able to do something about it, fine, I understand. But you're not really agreeing that she's the, we can't really pretend she's an erva, so what are you going to say? So let's pretend she's an erva enough to be mechayev more chalitza. That's pretending she's an erva. On the contrary, you're lessening her status now as of erva. So ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Didn't you just say that according to Rabbi Shimon, there are absolutely no chiyuv d'oraisa at all, and she's not going to be over here mizukuka to yibum. She walks away, no chalitza, no nothing. So now over here, what did you do? You added an iser erva min rabbanan. So because of that, you now do have to give chalitza. What's the meaning of that? He said lo chotzav v'lo yidyamot. Yes, true. However, think about what somebody might think. What somebody might think is that the reason that she walked away, if you're going to potter them totally from any type of chalitza yibum, you know what people are going to think? People are going to think, ooh, gosh, she was his mother-in-law's grandmother. Must be that's an iser mitzvah is enough to be derech yibum. Look at this, they didn't do yibum. The person doesn't think the reason didn't you do yibum or chalitza is because Rabbi Shimon holds that there's a new chiddush called litzror, which is a new erva. They never heard of that. So they say to themselves, wow, apparently these extended ervas pot to you from yibum. So now in a normal case where an iser mitzvah falls to you, so they'll say, what's the problem? There's no chiyuv of yibum. She's an iser shniya, which of course is ridiculous. I mean, iser shniya is only to rabbanan. The most they can do is say, don't do yibum, do chalitza. But in this case, people think the reason you're not doing either yibum or chalitza is because of it, when it has nothing to do with it. So because of that, surprisingly, the existence of the iser mitzvah makes us more sensitive to the need for yibum instead of less, and therefore you need to do chalitza simply because of the gezeira. Okay, look, you know, I understand why you want to do chalitza to the iser erva, midrabban, right? To the iser shniya. Because you want to make sure that if she falls again, in another case where such a woman would fall to yibum, that you would do chalitza. But why the heck does a sister need chalitza? The sister. Sister didn't do anything. She's a sister to the other woman. She's ptura from yibum completely. There's nothing that anybody's going to get confused about with her, so we should say she should go free completely, because that's the din. As far as the iser mitzvah is concerned, make sure that people don't think that she went free because she's an iser mitzvah. So it's pretend to do chalitza. Fine, that I understand. But what in the heck is the poor sister doing? So teinech ihi, the iser mitzvah, fine. But achota, we're saying over here that she requires chalitza. Why does she require chalitza? She's an achot, skukato, according to Rabbi Shimon. She's ptura midoraisa. It's like no chiyuv whatsoever. Says the Gemara, well, poor girl, it's mishum lata dida. It's basically because of the other one's weird mazel. This is a cute way to say it. In other words, we have no way of answering, no way of saying such a contradiction. Say, go ahead and do the chalitza only to the Isser Mitzvah. And if we're going to let the Achotah go out without chalitza, so obviously they're going to know, okay, I mean, if she goes out without chalitza from that bias, and the other one goes out from this bias, nobody's going to go through a phony chalitza where you're shouting that it's phony. So what's going to happen is that they're going to say, okay, there's not really any problem over here to go free. But then someone who sees only the other side going free will think, Isser Mitzvah apparently potters you from you. So there's no way for us to do this halfway. If we're really going to make a gzera like that, we've got to make it across the board, and both the Isser Mitzvah and her sister are going to require this ersatz chalitza. That's why. Now, wait a minute. Wait. That's not a valid gzera. Because basically we had exactly the same case in a case of a true Erva. We said if one of them is a true Isser Erva, right? So we said Asur Ba, Umutar Ba Achota, okay? So what happens over there? The Erva goes out without Chalitza, and we don't say over there, well, you know what, you should do Chalitza to the Erva, because, you know, people may think that the sister would also go out. Why don't we just say, you know, like you said over here, I mean, we can't let one out without the other one. If we don't do some kind of chalitza to the erva, so now people are going to be also matur the other one without chalitza. That's what saying over here, matur without chalitza. We'll be matur without chalitza. They saw that she went out free, and over here they would have said the same thing. What's the difference? No, everybody knows an erva is an erva. Come on. Shiny erva the mikmak merely inche. I mean, everybody knows that erva is an erva. There's no fear of evil. What are they going to think that the reason that I wasn't highlights the erva was because it's a mitzvah issue? They're not going to think such a thing. They know it's because she's an erva. But over here, like this, a whole new ball game. This Rabbi Shimon halacha mitzvah. Whoever heard of this? There's a new erva called mitzvah. People fall. They won't know what it's all about. It's very easy to fall into the mistake of thinking. I mean, if you hadn't learned Yevamos, you would have seen a woman who was an Isser Shniya, fall to Yibum, walk out free. Nobody requires chalitza. She goes marry somebody else. You would have said, well, that's interesting. It's apparently where there's any Isser. You don't do Yibum at all, and there's no chalitza. That, yes. But who is so stupid as to make the mistake of thinking that the Erva went out because of some other issue, not because she's an Erva, that we should pretend to do chalitza to an Erva? That's not a problem. And so what are you going to say? Well, maybe they don't know she's an erva. Kala Islay, everybody knows. I mean, that type of thing. It's a funny thing that happens. You know, he said, look, his aunt fell to him in for Yibum. Oh, wow, interesting. Well, obviously she went free, but she's an erva. So people talk about it. And therefore, it's nothing that could possibly come to any type of mistake. Okay, so we have now a new Shita, who holds that the din of Litzror, the Torah's posik of Litzror that is said by Achot Isha, is actually a new erva, which is called two women who fall together for Yibum from two brothers. We have a machlokas Rishonim whether that's true if they fall to one brother or even if they fall to two brothers, because in terms of the Zika, they are Tsroros, they're tied together, and therefore they become Tsorot. And the same way that we learned Litzror for all of the Arayas, for our Limud, the Pater Tsarot in our case, of course, meant a woman who's married to a brother at the same time. Here, that's not what it means, according to Rabbi Shimon. But in the same way that we use Litzror to apply across the board to all of the Arayot, we learned all the Arayot Mi'adodim, Mikolatoi Boteo. So too, does Rabbi Shimon learn all of the Arayot from here? And so any type of Erva which is, there's not that many of them, but any type of erva which is an erva because of both sides, the woman and her daughter and her granddaughter and a woman and her mother-in-law, and her mother, your mother-in-law, and so on. So all of those cases, including the shtei achyot, of course, which is the Iker case, would be, according to Rabbi Shimon, completely free of chalitza and yibum. They simply walk away. Except, in the unusual circumstance, that one of them was also nisid rabbanan, or at least that it didn't part of him, and then, surprisingly, you would be more chayev, because we're worried that people would get confused and think that the heter had nothing to do with the litzor, because they don't know about it, so we make a new iser now, and you go ahead and do chalitza just for show, so that people won't make a mistake.
Look, the
Shlosha achim, shnayim nisuim shtei achiyot. Okay, let's set up again. Another case. Three brothers, two, once again married to two sisters. V'yachad mufne, one of them is free. That's interesting. One of them is free. You know? What does that mean? Does that mean that there's a value to being free?
Single.
Yeah, one is single. Panui is single. No. This raises. Yeah, it does. So, I mean, this raises a fascinating point. If you have two brothers that are survivors, and a woman falls to you, but one of them is married and one of them isn't married. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a Chayim of the Rabbeinu Gershon. Chayim of the Rabbeinu Gershon says that the one who is married cannot take another wife, in which case he would then be in a matzav of being able to give only a chalitza geruah, because wherever you can't complete the din, you can't do the yibum, you can't do the chalitza completely. In which case, according to that, the only brother that could really do chalitza would be the brother who isn't married, because if the other brother does it, so then it's a chalitza geruah. Or, what happens in a case where both brothers are married? Then if you hold that chalitza psula is chazer sakola achim, so in a very normal case where a brother dies in a family, there's other brothers that are usually married, it would turn out they all have to do chalitza, according to this. Okay, so let me ask you something. So how about the case of... Hold on, man. How about the case of osu levato mitzvat yadmin? It's also only a gezera. We seem to have taken that case seriously enough to pretend that it's the same issue as Zika, as we went through the Mishnayos, and we talked about them as if it would definitely be a case of Chalitza Psula, even though according to one man, the Yomar, the only reason we're not doing the Yivam is because of Asul of Atom Mitzvah Yavim, which is a Gzera. The truth is that there is a major Machlokas we've shown him, whether the entire discussion that we've had in the Gemara about Chalitza Psula is only where there's an actual Psula of some kind, meaning that there's a real problem of Isser Love, there's a real problem of an Isser specifically the Rabbanan, but not Stam, another issue that has nothing to do, really, it's a Hanhoga issue, not to have two wives, or not to be about the Mitzvahs. Yeah, I mean, that's a major Machlokas. But on the tzad of those Rishonim who say even us without the mitzvahs yabin is considered to be a chalitza psula, this became, by the way, the subject of a great amount of polemics in the Shailos V'Tshuvos Svarim, because it happened in some very famous families, actually, the Belz Rebbe's family. There was a case like this. It was major arguments about which brother, about whether both brothers have to be miyabin, have to be mechalitz, or about whether in a case where if one of the brothers was unmarried, there would be a din. The maisa, halacha maisa, the psak halacha is that in the case where you have two brothers, one of whom is married, one of whom is unmarried, one should try to get the unmarried brother to do the chalitza, so that way you don't get into the problem at all. But in the case where both brothers are married, we paskin not necessarily, most paskin, do not need to be Choser al kola achim in cases like this. One of the interesting svaras, by the way, is that obviously Rabbeinu Gershom would never have ushered the case of taking a woman in the case of Yibum. He only meant you shouldn't go and mess up your life by taking another wife, but where the Torah throws another woman at you, that's not your thing. I mean, that was given to you in that Torah. He didn't say you can't have two wives, you shouldn't take two wives. So B'chlal, the whole thing is a joke.
But people
will see that. What's that? There was another interesting Shiloh that was raised there, Dafka, in the Bells issue, which is, how about if the brother is engaged? And a lot of kehilas made charomim, including theirs, made charomim against being mavatal in engagement. I'm sure you've heard this. There are many kehilas who hold it's better to get married and divorced than to break an engagement. Because of the cherem. You don't want to get into the cherem, so therefore, you know. Hey, divorce, Torah allows, nobody has to come. But there's a cherem, so then it would turn out there's a cherem also in the case in which he would have to break his engagement if he did now the yibum. So he can't really be miyabim, so therefore he can't really do the chalitza. Would be the same issue. It's fascinating, the type of shahs that we have. Okay, so the Mishnah raises a case where there's one brother who's free, Not part of this, okay? So, Met Echad Mibaalei Achayot. So here's what happens. One of the brothers dies. The other one is still living. And the Mufne, in this case we have to identify the Mufne, because they're not both dying, you see. That's why we've introduced just as a matter of identification. So the one who is not married to the sister, which is the real point of the Mufne here, he goes ahead and he makes Ma'amar now on the wife of the first brother, who is now deceased. And so he didn't finish to do Yibum before the second brother died. Now we get into the issue, what exactly does that Ma'amar achieve? Did that Ma'amar create a situation in which he now, because they're sisters, in which we now don't have to worry about the second sister because of Achotz Kukato, because we're saying basically he removed the Zika by doing Ma'amar and now she is like his wife? Or do we say, look, I mean, Ma'amar is not enough of a Kenyan to be Docha the Zika, I mean, so unfortunately he's going to have to get rid of his Baalat Ma'amar. So Beit Shammai Omri, and Beit Shammai says, look, the Ma'amar is a real marriage. I mean, Ishto Imo, so he keeps his wife, meaning the woman that he took with Ma'amar, the other one is now his wife's sister. So she does not require Yibum or Chalitza. Now that means, according to Beit Shammai, apparently, this Ma'amar is a serious Kenyan, is a real marriage, strong enough to be Doche, the din of Yibum, completely. Now, whether that's a diaraita, Tosfos says later on, that Tosfos says that the pashtus, according to Beit Shammai, Ma'amar is diaraita. Those of you who remember the Yerushalmi will recall that we darshan, in fact, the diaraita of Ma'amar from the word ulekachalo li'isha. The Torah is saying either yevamo yavo aleha, which is bia, or ulekachalo li'isha, which is kiddush. So apparently the Torah is giving an option for actually making Kedushin on a Yavama. By the way, Richard was furious about yesterday. He was listening. Nobody could take my place for sleepers. He calls me up from his hotel. What's going on? Of course, that's only because his disc failed. Because he's got this disc where the dot takes half of the time, and Rich is not going to spend an hour if he can spend half an hour. I got you, Rich. We got you.
I was listening to the tape, and he was screaming.
So according to Tosfos, it's actually a diaraita. Rashi says here in this sugi that it's a drabbanan, which is strange. I mean, if it's a drabbanan, how could it be docha? We'll see on Amid Beis. We'll talk about it a little more. But the parshas of the sugi is that if we're saying it's a kinyan gomer, if it's a kinyan gomer that's sufficient to be docha, the chiyuv of yibam from the other one, so we're talking about a darn serious kinyan. So, Beis Hillel says now.
Of
Yibam from the other sister. She's really married. If your wife's sister falls to you in Yibam, there's no Yibam and no Chalitza. She's one of the 15 women.
Exactly.
Over here, you did Ma'amar. She now became one of the 15 women, the other sister.
If the Ma'amar is nothing.
If the Ma'amar is only enough of a Kenyan to prevent the other brothers from doing, you know, or to be Mechayev a get, min Rabban, or whatever other issues the Ma'amar achieves as we go through the Masechta, we'll see. But insufficient to create an actual marriage, then you'll still need to do Chalitza.
On the Achot
Ma'amarato. Right.
Right?
Fascinating issues.
Because it starts off, she Nafla Behetar, right? I'm just trying
to she starts off Nafla Behetar, he did Maimer. Beit Hillel says this is a tragic situation. He cannot he cannot consummate the marriage with the Baalat Ma'amar because she has now become Achotz Kukato. He's going to have to give her a get. He can't even just give her chalitza because Ma'amar is mechayev to give a get because it's a kedushin of sorts. And he's going to have to now also get rid of the other one because he can't take her either because he had to be Megarish, her sister. How can he take the woman? Or Chalutzato. There's nothing to do. He loses both of them.
There's
nothing to do. So Motziet Ishto beget ube Chalitza. Because he can't get away with just giving a get if the Maimer isn't Kainik and Yigomer, according to Beit Hillel. And he also gets to give Chalitza. And now, of course, he can't possibly take the other one, because now she's going to be Achot Chalutzato, Achot Grushato, forget it. So he can't possibly take her, she's going to have to do a Chalitza also to the other one. Zui Shamro, and this Amru, this is the case about which they said, Oilo Alishtov, Oilo Alishtachi, the guy had all kinds of great plans, now he's left with nobody. Now, when you say Zohi Shamru, we know whenever we say the word Zohi, we mean, and this is the case, but don't make the mistake of thinking there's another case of Oilo. So what case are you telling me? What would I have thought was the other case of Oilo? Now, that's the case that we're going to have later on. We've actually spoken about it before. It's Lema'ute, the case of Rabbi Yoshua, which means that we will not do what Rabbi Yoshua said we have to do. Now, over there, we talked about this case before, where, in passing, where you have two brothers, one of whom is married to a sister, and the other one is also married, but only Midrabbana, because she was a Ketana. So now the question is, what does he do now about his wife, his wife Midrabbana, when the other woman falls to him and asers his Dirabbanan wife, but on the other hand, he's married to this wife, so Midrabbanan, so now the other one is Achot Ishto Midrabbanan, says Rabbi Yeshua, he's in big trouble, he loses his nice little redhead, she's only 11, so he loses her, and he also loses the chance of doing even to the other one, because he's married to her, so he can no longer stay married to this one, And he lost both of them. But over there, there's an alternative that holds not like Rabbi Yeshua, Ella. What we do is we do either Rabbi Gamliel's approach, or we do Rabbi Elazar's approach. Now there the question is, according to Rabbi Elazar, we say, look, tell her for heaven's sakes. Tell her to be Mema'enes. So then she's Mema'enes, she annuls the marriage, And then he can go ahead and he could take at least his Yavama, because he was never married to the Ketana. So it's only a woman, he was never married to her sister. There's no way to do it the other way around. Okay, but so do it this way. Right? Or, if she's not Mimanis, as Rabbi Gamliel, we don't tell her to be Mimanis. But what we can do is, we could say, okay, just wait. When she becomes now, and here's the question, whether it answers or if she's Mema'enes, fine. If not, what happens is that when she becomes a Gedola, at that point she becomes his wife, and now the other one goes out without anything.
She doesn't have to lose them both.
Right. So that's what we're saying over here. This is the case where, oy, yay, yay, he loses them both. But that case, even though Rabbi Yeshua claimed, oy, yay, yay, in that case, this is the only oy, yay, yay case. This is the marker in Yiddish for oy, yay, yay. Both of them. So, therefore, it's to tell you, don't follow Rabbi Yeshua's pshat. We teach her, we wait until she grows up, or we teach her to be Mema'enet, and then there's no problem. Says Rabbi Elazar, now I bet you guys read this Mishnah and came to the mistaken conclusion that according to Beit Shammai, Ma'amar is a real Kenyan. Wonder why you would have thought that. But don't think that. Lo tema ma'amar le-Beit Shammai kone kinyan gamur. You should not think that that means that she is his wife totally, meaning that according to Beit Shammai, you don't even have to give chalitza. Suppose you change your mind now, give her a get. Maybe that's what you'll think. And that the Torah is actually offering you now an option that you can either be mi'abim or you can be mekadesh or like another woman, and then you can change your mind and give her a get without chalitza. So don't think di'bay la'fuki sagi la'begita. I don't think you could actually give her a get now and that would be okay. The only point of the kinyan of Ma'amar, Libra Beit Shammai, is that it achieves litchot bitzara bilvad. All that it does is that it's good enough to make achota now not zikukato. That's all. But she can't now aser the sister. But as far as the real relationship to the sister, to say that there's no chiyuv of yibum, there's still a chiyuv of yibum. Did you understand? Where was the bia? Where was the halak in shemen achiyuv? What are we talking about over here? Virgin births? I mean, you've got to take her. You can't potter her.
The first
one. Yeah, the one that you did the mimer to. Omer Rabbi Yavin says, Rabbi Yavin, you know what? You can conclude that from the opening Mishnah to the Masechta. Everybody knows that. Because it says over there, that was the case where, according to the Rabbonin, said that this was the, you know, the, if they went ahead and got married in the case of four brothers, two of them were married to two sisters, the other ones weren't supposed to take them, instead they went ahead and took them anyway. So we say, out you go. So Beit Shammai in that case says, no, let them stay. What do you mean, let them stay? Let them stay means, okay, if they went ahead and got married, you can move. But lechatchila lo, in other words, Beit Shammai agrees there's no eitza. Why? What do you mean, why? You can't be meyabim a woman when she's achot zkukatos. How could you? There's no way for us to arrange that both of you should be able to marry. What do you mean? Sure there is. Are you doing an isser if you give her mimer? Not doing an isser. Not sleeping with her. Achot zkukatos. What'd you do, b'sachako? You gave her a ring. No. So, why don't we simply say, if minor is for real, why don't we simply say, look, there's always an option. You don't have to do, you say, I can't do yibum. I don't want to do chalitza. Excellent. Do minor. So here, if both brothers do minor, I mean, we don't really need both brothers to do minor, because it's kind of kinyan gamah, the first one who does minor. But okay, I mean, let's just keep it simple. Let both brothers do minor, and then l'chatchila, they can keep their wives. Because they remove the zika through the minor. It's kind of kinyan gamah. And it's wonderful. Well, no problem. I never get to a situation in which I'm pegeya chas v'shalom b'achot zkukato. I didn't do anything wrong. We did whatever we could to make this mitzvah super duper chumra special and in the best possible way. And I said, well, why are you turning this into like a whole big, well, you shouldn't, if you did it, then all right, under the circumstances, we'll let you stay. What do you mean? If Sagadaitach Maimer Lebek Shame Kone Kinyan Gamur, Zeyase Mama Vyikneh, Zeyase Mama Vyikneh, and that's it. Well, it's wonderful.
Why would that be better than
I don't understand your question. You can't be Kone her Bibia because she's a Chotzku Katcha, no?
But if they did, you can with them, they said the Mishnah, right?
But there you, she was Asura. And you were over on that Isser, and you're sticking with her. No, so how can you stick with her?
Well, they sound like you can. Right? In that case.
But why does he say you only can? Why doesn't he say, let's set this up to be good in the first place? I mean, why should he just say, well, the bad, bad boys.
You should have done
this. You should have done this. Here's what to do. L'chatchila, go do Maimer. Now, yeah, it's wonderful. Then you can have her forever, the Eter, and we'll dance you to the chuppah. Well, this is a shayla about the chuppah later on.
Okay. But once the
first one
gives Maimer,
it's like, so then the other one gives Maimer,
it's like
what?
It's not his,
it's his brother's. No, if his brother gives Chalitza, he can take her as a Yibum, except for the Gezerah.
Yeah, but the
Maimer
is
going to.
The other Maimer is going
to. No, even better. So if, you mean if my brother is married to a woman, I can't marry her sister? The more my brother is married to the woman, the more I can marry his sister. It's not my business if my brother is married to a woman. What's your problem? You're looking for problems. I see it. Why are you looking for problems? Why not look for solutions?
Two brothers.
It's great. Two different families, two brothers, they remain different families, they end up only watching TV together. Does it say that somewhere the family who watches TV together stays together? Something. Yeah. Okay. So you're a kind, but if you hold, according to Chama, can you go on, then let them both do Mimer, and that's all, everything will be fine. So think about what, that's a riot? That's a riot. Let me ask you something. And if you hold that Mimer's not kind of kinyagama, and you hold that, like Rabbi Lezer just said, so then what? Then the Mishnah makes sense. Elamai. So it's doicha. You're saying it's not a real kinyan, it's only doicha. Fine, let it only be doicha. If it's Deich, it's Deich of the Chiyah Gemura. That's what you're saying. It's Deich of the Chiyah Gemura because now she doesn't require anything, the other one. No Yibam, no Chalitza, go Beseder, she goes out free. No, she has the same question. Let Beit Shammai say, go ahead and do Maimer. So the guy will say, what do you mean? I'll do Maimer. I mean, I'm a Talmud of Rebbe Elazar. He says it's not Kenan Kenyan Gomer. Did I ever say it's Kenan Kenyan Gomer? But you made it Deich of the Chiyah Gemura. So go ahead, take her. Now you'll be Deich of the other one. There won't be any problem of Zika. Let the other guy take the other one. What do I care about the technicality? But you became the big Lambdans. So now you don't, Maimer's not good enough for you because it doesn't have a stamp on it that says Kenyan Kenyan Gomer will be up at that. So it doesn't. No. So it's Deich of the Chiyah Gemura. Same thing. Fine. You don't like the word v'yikne? Thank you. V'yikne. Okay, that's all we're interested in. So go ahead and be dough for the other woman. And now everybody's happy because yeah, she's no longer in Akotsku Kato. I don't care what you call it. And now they can remain married also to Chatzila. So obviously you didn't like that as an option. What are you going to say? What's wrong with that? The obvious thing is wrong with that. What's wrong with it is that in order for me to do a ma'amar that's going to work, I have to have an option of consummation without the minor. In other words, if you've got a ma'amar that takes the place of a chiyuv of yibum, which is normal, standard, and heter, and I'm supposed to be sleeping with this woman, is that okay if I'm supposed to be sleeping with this woman? The correct way to do so is to give kiddushin, and the kiddushin creates a marriage, but a minor in a case where I can't do yibum doesn't really make sense. And therefore, you also are going to have to agree that Maisak Lameimar, a mimer, which is Hetera, yes, a mimer that I could have done Yibam, that's certainly Daicha, and in that case, I would have been able to, which like in our Mishnah, one brother dies, not two brothers. The surviving brother who's not married says, wonderful, I have a chance to a mitzvah, gives mimer, everything's great. Then all of a sudden his other brother messes up everything by dying, leaving the sister. Okay, I understand. In that case, that was Maimer de Hetera. So you're going to tell me in a case where two brothers die, leaving two sisters, now I should say, well, I'm not allowed to do Yibam, but I have a chak. I'll do a Maimer that really wasn't kosher for you. I mean, that's obviously, that's not the same Maimer. So you're also going to agree that that's true, right? Even if you don't know Kenyan Gomer. So what's the difference? In the same way that you say Maimer de Hetera is Dochi, and the Isura lo Dochi, so the same thing is true of Maimer, even if you hold Maimer as Kenyan Kenyan Gomer, you could still say that same distinction, that a Maimer de Hetera is Kenyan Kenyan Gomer, and the Isura is not Kenyan Kenyan Gomer. You anyway have to admit that that's true, that the difference is true. So why can't it be true about Kenyan Kenyan Gomer? Why is it only true about Maimer Deicha de Chiyah Gemura? Actually, Rav Ashi has this whole conversation, all but different. He reads like this. Omar Revelos, lo tema ma'amar le-Beit Shammai dochi d'chiyah gemura. According to this, it was saying, the minor isn't even docha d'chiyah gemura, even though in the Mishnah it seems pretty clear that it is. We're going to have to ask that on him in a moment. Because, and therefore you would think that sarata chalitza nami lo boy, you would think that the tzara doesn't even need chalitz, and she would be now achot ishto, and she goes out without anything. That's not true. It's docha only in the sense that she can't aser the baalat mamar on him, but mishayeru, it still leaves a little bit of a kinyan in terms of the zika on the other one, and therefore now he, if she wants to go ahead and get married to somebody before the brother takes the other one that he did Maimer to, before he does the Yibam, to really remove the Zika, because only Bia really removes the Zika, and she needs to get married today, so then she's going to need Chalitza in order to get married. The only time that she doesn't need Chalitza is when he consummates now the Ma'amar with the Bia, which is the Yibam, then that removes the Zika. But certainly, up front, if she wants to get married, she's going to need Chalitza. It's not really Deicha de Chiyah Gemura, Ela Dochu Mishayeru, so Mamela. Now, obviously, the Mishnah doesn't sound like that. It says, Teitzemi Shumachotisha, which is Mashma Teitzemi Shumachotisha, that she's now married without Bia. That's what it sounds like. Okay, the Gemara is going to point that out. But right now, let's take Rebbe Elazar at his word. And to this, now in this version, It was to that statement of Rebbe Loza that Rebbe Ovin points out, Afanan Nami Tanina, the same raya from the Mishnah. Becham Ayomrim Yekaimu, which means if they went ahead and were over by both of them being miyabim, you can let them continue to live together. But that's mashma dafka b'diavad yekaimu in lechatchila lo, and there's no way for us to work things out. But if you're going to tell me what you, Rebbe Elazar, said, we might have thought, I'm telling you, we would never have thought it. Why? Because if we would have thought it, as soon as we came to the Mishnah, we would have thought, why is Beit Shammai talking about this only as a terrible situation, which is only ex post facto? Right now, we're standing in front of the problem. Give the guy an answer. Go ahead, if you hold it, it's Doga Dechia Gemura. We should tell him, Zeh Yaseh Ma'amar V'Yitcheh, V'Zeh Yaseh Ma'amar V'Yitcheh. What's the problem? It must be, therefore, that, in fact, of course, Beit Shammai doesn't hold Ma'amar as an Eitzeh, really, to be Doig Hazik. It's not going to be Doig. So, wait a minute. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Beit Shammai Omrim Ishtoimo, and note these words, V'Alazo Teitzeh Mishum Achot Isha. Well, I understand. He says the other one is finished. Go, goodbye. So goodbye means there's no chiv of chalitza either. So what are you telling me there's a chiv of chalitza? Apparently, it's at least a dechia gemura. I don't know, you want to argue about kinyan in terms of other issues, but a dechia gemura it is. It may not be a kinyan gemura in the sense that I can't just give her a get and send her away. If I give her a get, I need to also give her a chalitza. That's the problem of the Kenyan Gomer, but it's certainly a Dechia Gomorrah because he says the other one doesn't need Chalitza. And it was, in this version, it was on that Raya that we said, no. It's a big difference. A Yevama de Chazya Lekula, Chazya Lemiktsasa. A Yevama in our Mishnah, of course, would be Deicha Dechia Gomorrah. What's your kasha? That in the first Mishnah, the opening, the idea of the four brothers were two of them, over there they're both usher. So she's not chazya lekula milsa. He can't do now what really needs to be done, which is that simply both of them would be chayav and yibum. There's no way to do that. So in that case, ein achinami. In that case, indeed, it's lo chazya lemiktsata. It doesn't even do what it would have done, like in our Mishnah. So in our Mishnah, in Achinami, it would be doicha dechia gemura, and she would go free without chalitza. In the opening Mishnah, maybe over there the point is, in the opening Mishnah, there's no way to do it except for the avad, because there was no right to do it after she already became usher to be miyabe. Now, you'll notice that this boils down to exactly the same thing we said before. Ma'amar de hetera, ma'amar de isura. I mean, you're saying the same thing in different words. And why in the world are you putting it into such different terminology? Because of the change in terminology, Tosis has a totally different approach. Tosis Amud Aleph has a totally different approach to the sugya, in which he understands litchot sarata does not mean the tzara of the Zika. Tzara, that means literally your tzara that fell from the same home. Because the whole circuit changes according to him. And that's why we need to have a different svara here. However, other Rishonim say, I mean, Ravashi had it in a different way. What's the kasha? Ravashi had it in a different lashon. That's what it says, Mas Me'achi. Nobody's changing a lashon. There were two different reports of the way that the sugya developed. I mean, so there was a different way of saying that. Doesn't prove that, therefore, it must be a whole different svara. You might be able to say the same thing, stressing other elements. That's not enough of a raya against Rashi. Okay, so therefore, we cannot prove conclusively that from the Mishnah that that's the case.
How Beit Shammai feels about
that. Right. Okay, boy Rav. Of course, I mean, one way of understanding the Mishnah, Lamaisa, if you want to say like Rav Elazar, is to say, V'ala zot teitze, meaning after you finish doing the Yibum. Right. And all he was saying, Rav Elazar, is, according to this version, If she needs to get married immediately, so then you would still need chalit. So when the Mishnah says alazot teitzei, it's basically saying alazot teitzei in terms of afterwards she could go out. Boy, Rava. Ma'amar le Beit Shammai. Look, Beit Shammai is taking the Ma'amar very seriously. But what state does the Ma'amar achieve? Does it achieve the state of Nisuin? Or is it the equivalent of Erisin? Says Abaya, well, and I need to have a better understanding of what difference that would make. I mean, there's a lot of issues of Erisin and Nisuin. I mean, look, what are you referring to? Which elements? Are you asking Legabe Yerusha? Are you asking if he's a Kohen? Is he allowed to be Matame to her if she dies? Are you talking about, does he have a right to be made for Nadarim on his own? As if it's in the Suin, it would be Hafaris Nadarim. Are these what you're talking about?
What's the mechanism of Maimon?
Well, yeah, that's Kedushin, a regular Kedushin. A regular Kedushin.
How's it different than Kedushin?
It's different than Kedushin because Kedushin is only done on a woman who isn't already defined as yours, and the Kenyan is defining her as yours. But if the Torah has defined her as yours, then the Kedushin, it's not only that you don't need it, in a sense it makes it's inappropriate. Because you're saying, with this, you're saying, b'tabadzo, with this, I'm answering you on others and making you mine. What do you mean? You're already answering on others and are mine. So what are you talking about? In a way, it looks as if you're being bizalzo in the Echi Avivim and so on. It's Lotia Isha Samesa Achutza. You've already said that. Right? So that's the question.
What does this guy say?
That's what he says. But the point is that according to Beit Shammai, here's the Shiloh. According to Beit Shammai, either way, Tesis is learning. Beit Shammai is assuming that it's a Dioraita. And there's two ways of understanding that it's a Dioraita. They have the actual Pasuk, Lekachalo Leisha, which the Yerushalmi Darshan. It's a Dioraita because they view the relationship of Kiddushin as creating now greater Isurim. Because Kiddushin asks her as an Esa Sheesh. Now she becomes also with an Issa Kores. Over here until now, she was only Lotiyesh Zamesa Chutzah. It's a lav, so you can't say it's a contradiction in terms. Because I'm creating even a higher level of specificity in terms of our relationship by making the violation of that relationship even more powerful. Right? In other words, this is all based, of course, on the idea that relationship is a function of specificity, which is the whole idea of Kiddushin, in which free love is the death of relationship, because remember, there's no specificity. And therefore, by definition, you can't have a good marriage allowing the violation of the marriage. So, well, we have a very open marriage. An open marriage is, by definition, not a marriage. That's the point. So over here, the more that I create the specific relationship, because mikudeshishly means to be osur, lesser akuli alma, kegman. Okay? So therefore, it may have a mucker in the Torah. But so if that's the case, my question is, but since over here, she is really also his midiraita, maybe it's more powerful. Maybe it could even create a relationship of nisuin. So, therefore, so Abaya says, now, I don't understand in terms of what? Vis-a-vis what halacha? Yerusha, according to me, matame her, a guy should be able to be made for Nedarim on his own. I mean, even if she was a complete arusa, and here is where Rashi gets into the Durabana. He says, even if she was a complete arusa diaraita, what's the halacha? The halacha is that Tani Rebbe Chiya, ishto arusa, he has a wife. But she's only arusa, never consummated the marriage. Lo onin, v'lo metameila. There's no din of aninut. There's no din of the kohen. Can be metame, but can he lo onenet v'lo metameit lo? What do you mean lo metameit lo? I mean, that's right. So what do you mean? Okay, there's no issur of woman to be metame, unless what we're talking about here is not kohen, but rather the issur of being metame during the regal, which everybody's believed to be torah. And if l'tam lo tigo, we darshan. Maybe that's what it's referring to. That's a whole beautiful sugya, obviously, that equates to a real issue to be talking during the regal. But in any event, legabi that halacha, maybe just agav. Furthermore, says Rabbi Chiya, meita, if she died, eno yorsha, he doesn't inherit her. Meitu, if he dies, and he had written her a ketuvah for the erisin, which is not done all the time, but if he had, so she would be govak ketuvata. So if a real classic Kiddushin cannot give you the power to do that, you're going to tell me the Mimer could? Ma'amar mi boy? I mean, we're going to see soon, at least according to many Rishonim, that yes, isn't that the point? You're asking whether it's Nisuinos. Okay, so, but right now, his assumption is, says Abaya, that you certainly can't mean that it's better in terms of the state of Kiddushin than real Kiddushin. Eli, understand your question. Do you need to go to the chuppah? That's the shayla. That's what you're asking. In other words, normally Kiddushin is not consummated directly. You basically bring her to your home, which is the chuppah. So there's that state called Nisuin where we go through an act to create the Nisuin. So it's not straight from the ring to the bed, so to speak. But over here, the whole point of Yibum is the Bien. So this is the idea of taking her into your home. I mean, that's incorporated into the Mama. There's no middle stage now. That's what you meant. That I understand. You're saying, the question is, when you Misira L'chupa, Nisuinosa, the Gabe, that. I mean, basically, you've done everything that needs to be done now to do an appropriate type of kinyan to take your Yavama. So you don't need Misir Alakopa. Hello, boy, Misir Alakopa. Oh, Dionairusinosa, or maybe you're saying, no, let's pretend she's your regular wife. You're going to pretend you're going to take her to the Chopa, bring her into your home, and then you will treat her the way you would treat any other woman, and she's not given any difference in status because she's a Yavama. That's the question. That's a reasonable question. That I understand that question. So, but nonetheless, I mean, if that's the question, I think there is a way in which to answer that question. Probably we should take out the words Amarle, and then we could just read it all as what the Rashas does. Read it all as one thing. Even there, Hashta lo avad b'maimer. I don't understand how you could even think that you would need a chuppah. I mean, if you didn't do ma'amar, you still take her to bed. Yivama yavola, ba'al korcha. I mean, there's no, the way we define yibum is, it doesn't require this whole finessing with a chuppah. So, if he makes ma'amar, okay, he's saying the guy was a really nice guy, and we made this takanat rabbanan, treat her specially, give her a ring, make her, okay, I did that, now what? I mean, what else is there to do? I mean, it's already, it's ba'al korcha. So ma'amar mi po, what are you going to tell me that ma'amar now requires also the chuppah? The ma'amar was just the nicer way to get to the yavama yavala ba'al korcha. Omar Lai said, no, absolutely. Because, I mean, could I not say, shani omer, kol ose ma'amar bivimto parach mimeno zikat yadmim v'chala ale zikat erosin. Maybe that's the whole point. Doing ma'amar means that I have committed myself to treating her like a regular woman, so that now I've turned her into an anarusa, and I should go through the act of taking her as a wife, the way it would any other woman, which means requires a chuppah. What's so crazy about that? My. So, I'm asking, so what's the halacha? Toshma. Shomeret yavam, ben yavam echad ben shnei yavamim. How about a woman falls to either a single yavam or to two yavamim, and she makes a neder. What's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer omer yafer, Rabbi Yeshua omer leachad velo leshnayim, Rabbi Akiva omer lo leachad velo leshnayim. So Rabbi Eliezer says he can do afaras nedarim. It's like he's married to her. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if there's only one yavam, okay, but if there's two yavamim, who's gonna? How can one of them do afaras nedarim? Rabbi Akiva says, I don't care if there's one, I don't care if there's two. What's the difference? He's not married to her yet. So be shame Rabbi Akiva. Okay, I understand Rabbi Akiva is saying ain't Zika. He holds that Zika doesn't make her like a Knusa. I mean, doesn't necessarily mean ain't Zika at all. But certainly it doesn't make her a Knusa. Even if there's only one brother, it doesn't make her a Knusa. And therefore, look, if he'll be Miyabim, or he'll be like any other husband, he'll be made from the dorm. But how can he be made from the dorm if she's not married to her? I understand Rabbi Yeshua, because we already saw the distinction. Lechad yeh zika, letrei ein zika. When the zika is more amorphous, spread over two brothers, it doesn't give you that same type of kinyan. Also makes perfectly good sense. But Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, you could say yeh zika, okay? And if you're saying yeh zika and there's one brother, So I understand that that one brother is now the one husband, okay? But if you say yesh zika, the bottom line is there are two brothers over here. Where did the Torah mean? The Torah never said if there's two husbands, either of them can be made for another. That's what you'd be ending up saying. You're saying if there's two husbands, be made for another. Where do you get anything from? The tray? Am I? Why would we have a din of afarsa? What right would we have to learn it out of a situation where there's a unique relationship between a man and a woman, and there the Torah says, then that man can control her in a darim. So therefore, where there's not a unique relationship, to, any man can control her, any of those men can control a matter, doesn't make sense. Amar Abami, now here's where the case gets interesting and has impact on our Shaila. Rab Ami said, you know what we're talking about? Where one of them made Ma'amar, and it's going to Beit Shammai, who holds that Ma'amar is Kone Kinyan Gamur, and now this is what you want to know. Does Kinyan Gomer mean Nisuin or Erison? Aha! Now I can bring you my Raya. Now, Yamad Bishleimam Nisuin Osa, what's the din? Where someone gets married with a chuppah to a husband, so then he can be made free in a darim. But if you're telling me that Ma'amar only creates a state of erison, so then how come this guy can be made for the Nadarim? A normal Arus cannot be made for the Nadarim of his Arusa. I mean, if the father, if she's still young enough to have a father, Lahalacha, so then the father can be made for her Nadarim, together with the husband. But over here, certainly not himself. If it's erison, it's not Na'aram Urasa. You're saying that would be the case over here. So Na'aram Urasa, Avia Ubala together may fear Nidareha. So apparently, there's your answer. This proves that it's actually Nisuin. Now the question is why? Now we're talking about, before we said, Ravashi said, Elaim to be made for Nidareha, that's ridiculous. She can't be better than Arusa, Ashta Arusa Gemura. Now we're saying, yes, it is good enough. What's going on? So many Rishonim say, what's going on is that now the Gemara is saying, the heck with Ravashi's for? Why wouldn't it be more? Isn't that what we're saying? It's Kenikin Yigomer, plus there's a Zika, and there's a Yavami Yavala, and maybe an Ephanami. We're throwing out now the original Sfar. However, there Achronim, who didn't see those Rishonim, try to make the two Sugyas one and give explanations why we would say in this case, this halacha, that it was, that indeed it would be talking about where he went ahead and did an extra kinyan, but he didn't do it correctly. So in other words, suppose he consummated the marriage without the chuppah. Don't say, this is going back only to the chuppah issue. Yes, we agree, the question is the chuppah. Oh, so therefore, if you went ahead and slept with your arusa, in this case he was miyabim, without taking her to the chuppah, so then you wouldn't have the din of the nesua legabidis halakas. But of course, it's talking about over here that he actually ended up sleeping with her. That's one approach. There's a number of different approaches. But the simplest approach is to say, look, show them, say, maybe the Gemara is dies for Rav Ashi Svar, that's all. So we can say that. So if you're going to tell me that it only does an erison, how could he do it? It says, Na'aram u'rasa, avia u'ba'ala mefirin yidareha, omer ebnachon bar Yitzchak. When it says mefir, it doesn't mean mefir on his own. Maybe it means he's mefir together with the father. Mefir b'shutafut. Omer lecha Rav Elazar, Eimer di amri ana eno kone, ela litchot litzara bilvad. Ask the Gemara, what about according to, sorry, skip line. What about according to Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar holds Maimel Beit Shammai is not kone. It's really only there to be day for the tzara. And the tzara can't aser in the litzara. So then, I understand. He can't even do afaris adorim b'shutafut because it's not a kinyan. It's only there for the chia. So how does he understand? I mean, according to him, it makes no sense at all. Am I made for b'shutafut? I'm the Rebbe Elazar. Eimad amri ana inokone and levitchot tzarab b'va. What did I say? You're not kinyan. There's no kinyan at all. It's basically just a way to be dough for the Torah, not to aser the balat mama, right? All I said was that the get is insufficient. That if you want to get rid of it, you're going to require chalitza. Okay? Did I ever say that it's not considered to be a Kenyan Gomer Lagabe Afaras Adarim? Not for us, Adora. Maybe it is considered to be a Kenyan Gomer. All I said was it can't be Mekayim the mitzvah Yavama Yavaleah. That's all I said. That the chiv of Yavama Yavaleah is such that unless you do chalitza, then there's no way out of it. That's what I said. Why does that mean that I hold it wouldn't be Kaina Kenyan in order to do that for us, Adora? That's one approach. Eboy said, or we could say, Rabbi Lazar says to you like this. According to Reb Nachman by Yitzchak, he's claiming it means mefer b'shutafut. You don't really believe that. It doesn't say yaferu, does it? It says yafer, right? Okay, so let's be honest now. I mean, that was just a fudge. That's a fudge. So the reality is, you're also going to have to give a better answer. Now, I'm going to give you the better answer, and that better answer is going to get me out of this pickle too. And here's the better answer. What happened over here is that she sued him. No minor. Forget about it. No minor. This Yavam refused to take her. Didn't do chalitza. So she sued him. No minor. Forget it's no minor. That was your approach, minor. I'm sure it's no minor. She goes ahead and she sues him for support. She says, look, buddy, you're supposed to be taking care of me. You don't want to take care of me? Okay, very good. So now we're married. And that's the halacha, as we'll see later on, that the Beis Din is mechayev him in mizonot. So he now has to give her support. As if he's married to her, until he goes ahead and actually either paters her or takes her.
Zeke actually creates...
He has chiyuvim. Those chiyuvim, he's got the court will force him to respond to it. I can't play games now with the Yavamah. So she sued him, upasku mizonot mishalom, and indeed, we were mechayev him in giving mizonot. So now we have another issue. Once a relationship is built around the dependency of mizonot, that he's supporting her, there's another issue that kicks in. Like Rav Pinchas v'shmeid rava. The Omer Rav Pinchas v'shmeid rava kala noderet al da'at ba'alahi noderet. Wherever you have a situation of a relationship in which I'm dependent on your largesse, so then in Achinami, that is the element of hafaras l'dorim. I also said, in that case, why did the Torah have to say b'chlava ba'al? I mean, how it comes out to just be a skora? So in Achinami, it says, after the Torah was b'chadeshes, that there's a halakha b'chlava l'dorim, we now understand that we have created this type of relationship in which the woman views her husband as being achroyan and nedarim too. And therefore, these nedarim become part of her sense of having succeeded in her suit, that she has got a husband to some extent, and therefore he could be made for nedarim. That's what I say you're going to have to say. Even if you say it with minor, you're going to have to end up that this case has undo with minor. So therefore, I have to say, what's happening with minor? Can you come? Not going to get him. She sued him, and now he has a right, therefore, to be made for nedarim.